Let's talk track work from this morning, and joining us, Warren Huntley, with all the news out at Flemington. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, Nat.
Let's talk a little bit about the morning. It's a morning where we had quite a few important horses go through their gallops.
Yeah, the course proper gallops, I think, were the key, Nat. Horses eligible or going to run in either the Newmarket or the Australian Cup. The Group 1 races at Flemington on Saturday had access to the course proper and maybe worked with a partner if that was needed. And, I think there's... Definitely, I'd be astonished if the winners of those two races don't come from the gallops on the course proper this morning.
Very good. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about a few of Godolphin's, Osborne Bull and also Encryption.
Paired them up and they worked over 1,000 metres. Now, it's not down the straight. They went on the course proper at the 2,000 metre mark and then just worked around the circle, picking up the tempo from the 1,000 metre mark. Pretty steady for the first 600 metres, but then really started to get into their work and down the home straight, with Encryption effectively leading the gallop and Osborne Bulls sitting off him. They worked home really nicely and thought Osborne Bulls, the competitive beast that he is, just wanted to have his head down in front on the line. I got him running his last 400 metres in 21.81. The track's in great order and out wide on the track where they were, probably close to the outside rail. They just love to stretch out there. There was a bit of moisture in the track, probably would have been somewhere between a good four and a soft five. And they do run good time under those circumstances, but he was just awesome. Osborne Bulls Encryption gets a weight advantage in the Newmarket on Saturday, but I think the groundswell's been for Osborne Bulls since his good run in the Lightning Nards, and on his work this morning, no reason to not think he's the horse to beat.
Okay, what about Avilius?
Could be the Group 1 double for James Cummings. He just had a maintenance gallop, but got him over 1,200 metres and won 24 and three quarters for the 1,200 and home in 23.5 and really just wasn't tested at any stage. He didn't work with a partner. He was on his own, but he's up and running and he's the dominant horse coming through the lead-up races to the Australian Cup. I suppose you throw in a few...
And we seem to have lost Warren there. He's just disappeared.
Right, since you're on Nards and morning was terrific.
Okay, we might just take a break because there seems to be an issue there with Warren's line. We'll get him back on a far better quality line than that. It's 22 past 12.
This is the RSN 927 network, reaching 92% of Victoria.
You know the name, OTI Racing. Did you know OTI race at every level, creating affordable partnership options? Selling now, a ready-to-race filly, Miss Chung Er. She's by Puissance de Lune out of a Zabil Nair. Trainer Archie Alexander is so impressed, he's aiming her at the Spring Classics. A 5% share, $3,795, including GST. Find out more and ask to see the PDS at oti.com.au. OTI Racing, where sport and lifestyle collide.
Authorised Rep 123857 of AFSL 336964.
You're listening to Winners on RSN.
We've got Warren back with us. So, Warren, we're just talking about Avilius and its work this morning.
Just terrific over 1,200 Nards and steady for the first 600 metres and then home in 23.5 and did it very easily. Look, it's horses ran quicker time this morning, but he's going to a 2,000 metre race and he's just done everything right since he's arrived in Melbourne. He's dominated the lead-up races and despite the fact that I suppose he takes on a few wild cards from the Lloyd Williams operation on Saturday, he's just done nothing wrong and no reason to think he's not clearly the horse to beat in the Australian Cup, as the market's suggesting.
Okay. What about Elise and Hartnell?
Yeah, well, they had tick-over gallops because the All-Star Miles, their goal, now that Hartnell's got his spot through the wild cards from yesterday's announcements and Elise's already there. They had pretty much maintenance gallops this morning. I got Elise galloping over 1,200 metres, really steady early, home in 25.5, and very similar for Hartnell. He was a little bit quicker for the trip. He was just a bit keener to run to the line where, and he had to be restrained the last bit to run the 25.5. He wanted to go quicker, whereas Elise was just very relaxed and actually looked like she was going even time. But because she's got such a good action and a big stride, she's run 25.5 for her last 400 metres, but looked like she was just almost, as I said, going even time. She's such a high-quality horse with that good action and horses that do have the class that Elise does run reasonable time when they look like they're going slow. She certainly did that this morning.
Okay, so that's the likes of Elise and Hartnell. What about Ace High and Deep Jewel?
Well, I thought they were terrific, Nards. They were the first horses on the course proper this morning. David Payne's pair, Ace High going to the Australian Cup and Deep Jewel going to the Size Produce. And I got them running home in a stick over 22, their last 400 metres, galloping over 1,200 metres in 125 and a quarter. And, gee, I thought Ace Eye and Deep Chill and probably Ace Eye in particular worked really well. And, look, if Elise is clearly the horse to beat in the Australian Cup, maybe the way to make a dollar out of the race is to look for horses that can fill places in the trifectas and first fours behind him. And, gee, the way Ace Eye worked this morning, he's there to run well on Saturday, and one or two other horses that worked there this morning certainly ready to go well in the Australian Cup. But I was really taken with the work of Ace Eye, and Deep Chill too, going to the size produce. He'll certainly be fit. He galloped sharply this morning.
And also a couple for Chris Waller in Shillelagh and Mantastic.
Well, there's another one that might be there to fill a place in the Australian Cup, Shillelagh Nards. I got them running 1,000 in just a tick over 1.7 and home in 22.5. And Shillelagh was really good to the line. As I said, the track was in the condition that horses really probably wanted to stretch out on it and run that type of time. But we know how the affinity Shillelagh's got for the track at Flemington. She's a multiple Group 1 winner there, and she's had a good grounding and probably now looking for that step up in distance on Saturday. Her work this morning was terrific.
Okay, and what about the likes of Zusane and Lean Mean Machine?
Well, they galloped down the straight. There was a few horses that came out onto the course proper from a gap up near the 1,000-metre mark, and they galloped down the straight course, and Zusane and Lean Mean Machine did that in a pair, and they worked off from the 800-metre mark and ran their last 400 metres in 22.5. So obviously, colts heading to the new market, a valuable race from a stallion point of view, and they were really sharp this morning, and Zusane obviously beaten at short odds last start, and Lean Mean Machine probably found the distance of the Lightning a little bit short. They both worked nicely this morning, and Chris Waller's got them in good shape, as you would expect for a valuable Group 1 contest on Saturday.
Definitely. In her time, Brave Smash and Graf.
Yeah, Chris Lee stepped out his three aspirants for the new market down the straight, galloping solo. Brave Smash came out with Graf, probably only about 100 or 200 metres behind him. They did similar work and got home in about 24 and three quarters, 25 seconds. I got Brave Smash just that little bit quicker, but there were maintenance gallops more than anything. Nards, maybe just a bit of a refresher course down the straight for Brave Smash. And Graf was terrific in a jump out down the straight with Sunlight last Friday. So he's in very good order and trialled nicely last Friday without being tested behind Sunlight. And in her time, a similar maintenance type of gallop came out a bit later in the morning and just home the last 400 metres in 24 and a quarter. But no reason to think any of those horses won't run well on their work this morning.
And what about Booker?
Well, another one. Snuck out down the straight, came from the Ellerton Zara camp. She's probably only a hop, skip and a jump from their stables to get onto the course proper. And actually, lucky to pick her up. I didn't notice her until I saw a horse just coming down the straight. And she's run her last 400 in 24 and a quarter. And again, following that Oakley Plate victory, just a maintenance gallop. She wasn't there to run time. You know she's a fast horse and she can work that way fast, but just a really steady keeper up to the mark gallop this morning, but seems to have come through the Oakley Plate in good order.
Who are the main ones do you think will be winning on the weekend?
I thought the standout from this morning was Osborne Bulls Nards, and no reason to think that Avilius won't be very hard to beat and be winning the Australian Cup. But I was taken with the work of Shillelagh and Ace High to work nicely behind Avilius, and maybe those horses to be included in multiples might be a way to hopefully get something out of the two relatively short price favourites in the Group 1 features who worked really well this morning.
Very good. Thanks, Warren.
Thanks, Nards.